Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfupi on Kaya 959. Wealth Creation on Kaya Biz.
We're talking all things to do with wealth creation here on Kaya Biz. We are a station that's committed to making sure that we advance the various aspects of wealth creation for us as a generation. But how do we do that? What are the opportunities that are present and how do we make sure that we're best positioned to take advantage of these opportunities? And for many South Africans, we're well aware about investing in equities and the stock market. And for some, you can actually invest, which is playing the long-term game, putting your money into certain companies, their shares, and waiting for at least 5-10 years or until you reach the targets that you've set for yourself and then capitalizing, or rather withdrawing some of your funds from that, or just enjoying the fruits of your labor through your dividends. But there's some opportunities that exist in online trading. Now, many South Africans have either been well-educated in this particular space and have done so successfully, and others who still need to learn more about the ropes of effective and efficient online trading. But to help us understand and unpack the opportunities that exist in this particular market and how best you need to be aware of the various new platforms that exist and how to really take advantage of the opportunities that are presented, we joined on the line by Danny Mawas. He's the regional director at Infinox Capital to help us understand and unpack the opportunities present with online trading. Danny, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much.
I think first things first, Danny, let's perhaps decipher the theme and the concept of online trading, right? Because for many, when we hear trading, we're quick to think Forex, we're quick to think cryptocurrencies, or a very quick fix to making sure that I can double my money in a day.
No, you know, that doesn't work.
Yeah.
You need some time, right? I mean, it's like any job. It takes time and it requires, you know, like knowledge. So definitely, like no one from Infinox will tell you that you can double your money in a day.
Yes.
That would be very risky for us to say and to confirm. So no, definitely not.
Definitely not. And I'm glad you mentioned that. And perhaps let's actually start there then by getting a clearer understanding of what online trading is and what it entails, specifically for someone who is a very novice investor.
Sure. So when it comes down to online trading, right, and when it comes down to investing your money on the financial market, you're going to need a broker, right? So basically, a broker like Infinox gives people access to global financial markets. So when we say global financial market, we mean, you know, your stocks, your currencies, like you mentioned, it's Forex, your indices, your commodities, cryptos, via stable trading platforms such as our latest app, the iX Social app. So a broker would be basically the middleman between you and the financial market. The broker is basically the intermediary between you and the product that you are looking to trade.
And that's important for us to understand the relationship that we need to have with the broker. So help us unpack that as well, because for a novice investor who goes around looking for a broker, some might get duped, some might find the right broker, but what should that relationship entail? How do I identify finding the right broker for one's investments or trading opportunities?
Well, I mean, first of all, you want to make sure that the broker is regulated, right? So when it comes down to South Africa, you want to make sure that your broker is regulated by the FCA, the Financial Service Conduct Authority. That's like number one. Two, you need to look at like what sort of like insurances or guarantees that the broker can offer you. So you're gonna find like some broker which offers you like insurances in terms of like is your money segregated from the financial institution, like i.e. Is your money totally separated from the broker in case that the broker, you know, goes down, you know, like goes underwater if something happened to the institution? So that is the case, for instance, with internet sites. So you're going to need to check the broker. You're going to need to ask questions about the regulation, about how safe are your funds, and so on and so forth. Unfortunately, when it comes down to the financial markets and online trading, generally speaking, in Africa, you're gonna be facing a lot of scams, and you're gonna need to be careful before investing your money with a financial institution.
Research. It starts with
making sure
that you find the right opportunities that exist. But some might say, okay, I find the right broker. I've done a bit of research as to what it takes to be a trader. But how does one actually become a successful trader? And I'm cautious to say this because we're well aware that this doesn't happen overnight or over a couple of months.
Exactly.
It's a real craft and a skill that is actually developed over years, right?
No, for sure. And obviously, like I'm here to give you all of the disclaimers, right? Like I mentioned, it doesn't happen overnight, and no one becomes, rich overnight. It's going to take a lot of time. So first of all, you know, everyone needs to realize that online trading is an equalizer, right? You get rewarded based on your skills, your knowledge, and your personal trade. So like literally everyone can make it. However, traders looking for market longevity needs to establish, you know, some sort of unemotional connections to their trade, as well as the predefined trading strategies before getting into a trade. So again, like you mentioned, the research. Also, you need to try, you know, on a demo account, like with some tech money before going, you know, like into a live account with your real money. So that would be the first point. The second point is that traders need, you know, they need to remain informed and should look to specialize themselves into one or two markets. So if you are looking to trade the financial market and you do not know where to start, well, first of all, you should start with one or two products, such as, you know, one currency pair, a couple of stocks, or one commodity, or one cryptocurrency. But you must decide. Do not try to, you know, to trade all products available to you. Like, for instance, Infinex offers you more than 400 products to trade. I mean, you can't trade them all. It's impossible, mm-hmm. right? So the thing is that by specializing yourself, it will be easier for you to identify new trading opportunities. And what I mean by that is that your eye will spot faster, you know, the trends as well as the entry and exit price level. And it will be easier for you to find, you know, some relevant market research to make some informed decisions. And third, I would say, again, be patient. Again, learn, you know, research. Trading is like any other job. It takes time to master.
It does take time to master and really is quite a skill. If you've just joined us, we are in our wealth creation segment where we're talking all things about how best to use trading platforms, specifically online trading, as we're well aware that that's grown and bolstered over the last few years. If you think about how retail investors have also gotten into the market, consider what's happened in the US with Reddit and other examples that we shared. There are certainly opportunities for us to use this, not only as a platform, but as an asset class and a skill in trade effectively to make sure that we do actually build up on our wealth that we're trying to create. And this really speaks to an interesting dynamic, Danny, because when it comes to trading, right, for a lot of people who don't understand it, it's quite technical, right? There's long and shorts. There's the stop losses that you need to implement. And someone like me who doesn't have several hours in the day to monitor their trading activity, who also is very risk averse, I minimize the amount of trading activity that I actively participate in. But I guess that's because I've witnessed what it's like. But help us understand how to identify if online trading is for you and if you, as you say, should rather find a broker or a specialist to do it on your behalf.
So, I mean, the first step I mentioned just before, like the first step would be, you know, to try it out on the demo account. So basically a demo account is, if I may say, you know, it's a dummy account. So basically, you know, you can download it on the broker website. The broker gives you like some fake money, some virtual money, where basically you can try out some trading, you know, some trading system. You can see whether or not, you're cut for it. Because, you know, it's not like overnight you're going to be making some money, right? So you need to have like some very specific personal qualities, like some personal traits. Mm-hmm. To become like a successful trader. So like, I'd say that, you know, like a good trader is discipline and a good trader is the strategy. So like, you know, like once you have found like your trading strategy, you must stick to it. So like, you do not go rogue on your own strategy or your risk management. Like, and what we can find is that traders with fewer experience, or like I would say the new traders that come on the financial markets, they have a tendency to panic when being in a trade and tend to change their mind around a specific trade, which often end up, you know, costing them some money. So let's say if your strategy like was to buy this, right, or exit this trade at this price, then you must stick to it. Being disciplined also means that you must be able to quickly cut your losses. Don't hold on a losing trade.
Uh-huh.
If you get, I mean that's actually like one of the biggest mistakes that everyone does. Even like professional traders, and don't get me wrong, I know a lot of asset managers, it's also very hard for them. So if you can clearly see, right, that the market is going in the opposite direction of your trade and that the trend reverted, then close your position and reassess the situation, right? Do not hold the losing trade. Then the second thing is that a good trader is patient, right? So like research shows that trading is 70% psychology and 30% planning.
Wow.
So to be a successful trader, you must be able to keep a good attitude while, you know, waiting for a trading opportunity to conceptualize and stick to the plan when you are in a position. And at last, to be a good trader, and a good trader is basically someone who is curious. Like, the best traders are the ones who are specialized and up to date with current events influencing the market. So you must remain curious. You must do your utmost to constantly remain informed. And again, remember that you cannot trade the markets without being informed. Like, it would be like you are flying blind.
Can't trade the markets without being informed. I love that because, as you say, it's about having a plan. 30% of that, 70% is psychology. And of course, as you say, cutting your losses, because often that's a lot of the typical mistakes that a lot of people do make. One thing I do want to touch on, Danny, before we wrap up is costs and fees. And I think naturally, as you say, that differs from platform to platform, provider to provider, broker to broker. But what are the, I guess, what would then stipulate or become red flags when it comes to fees that might prove to be slightly too exorbitant and eating into the returns that we're meant to make?
In terms of the fees?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So I mean, you have like different ways to check out basically the cost and the fees that you will be paying to the broker. So it's going to be split basically into two categories. You're going to see the spread, so the difference between the buying price and the selling price, and the trading commission. So you're going to find some broker that's going to charge you on the spread, and some others will charge you on the commission. So at the end of the day, obviously, you do not want to, to pay a fortune to your broker. But also, you need to realize that, you know, if the fees is the main, factor to you to decide whether or not you should invest your money with this broker or with someone else, just remember that, you know, if a broker offers you like some very low fees and low costs, then it means also like the quality of the service is going to be less, right? So you need to be able to arbitrage, I would say, between two or three or four broker and decide whether or not you want to go with a more high-end broker, but which will offer you like many different services to you, you know, like on a daily basis, like such as, you know, like a 24/7, like, client support, and then someone who is able to literally pick up the phone in less than 10 seconds whenever you need him, and so on and so forth. Or do you just, you do not want to pay any fee and then, you know, the support's not going to be great. I would say, like, at the end of the day, it's up to you, but I wouldn't, you know, if I would be you, I wouldn't compromise on the, you know, on the service that you will require anyway in order to become a successful trader.
Indeed. Don't compromise the service over the cost, but that's something for you to analyze and do the numbers and also go into the history, the regulation of the broker that you might be using. Danny, thank you so much for your time this evening. Really appreciate it. You've made things so much more simpler for us to understand and have definitely helped empower our listeners in terms of understanding the environment that they need to be mindful of. That's Danny Mawas. He's a regional director at Infinox Capital, helping us unpack the opportunities that exist on online trading.
Wealth creation on Kaya Biz.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfupi.
Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.